to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. As you start your day, just take a few minutes with me and spend a bit of time with God together. Time with God is such an important part of your Christian life. Your time with God is what keeps your perspective healthy and right. The world is constantly, throughout the day, pumping its messages into your heart and mind, trying to tell you that what it thinks is important is really important, even though everything in life shows us that those things aren't what really matter. In order to combat that message and have a real spiritual perspective on life, you must take time each day and spend with God, allowing Him to renew your mind and heart. The Bible says we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. And if we don't do that, we'll just be conformed to this world. Well, I know that's not what you want for your life. You want your life to be different because of God in it. And so let's take a few minutes and spend some time with God. We're talking this week about maintaining our commitment to God, our love for Him, our trust in Him, even when those difficult times come that make us want to question God. We've been looking at the life of Abraham, and particularly his experience when, in his old age, God gave him a son, Isaac, who he named Laughter, who brought so much joy to his life. And then one day God came to Abraham and his wife Sarah and said, I want you, Abraham, to take Isaac, who you love so much, and sacrifice him on the altar in a mountain in the region of Moriah. And that which would have seemed so unreasonable, so unjust, unfair, untimely. And yet Abraham, his faith caused him to look at that circumstance differently. God had promised Abraham that his descendants would come through Isaac. That's why God miraculously gave him Isaac in his old age when he and his wife could no longer have kids. Miraculously, Sarah had the baby Isaac. They named him Laughter. And it says in Hebrews 11, looking back on that Old Testament experience, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises, that's Abraham, who God had made those promises to, was offering up his only begotten son, the only one who could fulfill those promises. It was he to whom it was said, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. And Abraham considered that God is able to raise men even from the dead, from which he also received Isaac back as a type. Well, amazing, isn't it? When you read the account in Genesis, Abraham doesn't seem overly freaked out about the circumstance. Why? Because of his faith. He trusts that what God has promised is what God will do. Do you know, for many of us, we live a Christian life that is comfortable for us, that is easy, that fits into the way of life that we want, that we are comfortable with. And God is not wanting you to just live the comfortable Christian life, the religious life. He's wanting you to live a radical Christian life, trusting Him completely, obeying Him implicitly, going His way even when it seems like God is bringing things into your life at such a bad time and you can't understand how God could ever use this. Why didn't God free you from this, deliver you from this situation? But saying, I trust you, Lord, and I'm going to live for you no matter what, because I know that you love me and are committed to me, and you fulfill your promises. I'm going to live for you. There is incredible peace in coming to the conclusion that you will trust God no matter what. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.